Good evening. You are tuned to KGVM Bozeman. We're Gallatin Valley Community Radio. We're at 95.9 on your FM dial, kgvm.org online. I want to thank you for tuning in tonight. It is time for the Local Musician Spotlight. We would like to thank an underwriter here before we get started. KGVM would like to thank Bozeman Arts Live for their support of our programming. Bozeman Arts Live is a digital platform for Montana creatives, providing production support, video and audio production, marketing, and a platform to local artists and art groups. They are art for this moment and will continue their efforts to keep it live and alive. Are you an artist or art group looking for marketing or production support? They invite you to learn more at their website, bozemanarts-live.com. They regularly post updates about the groups they support on their social media platforms, including Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, SoundCloud, and YouTube. You can follow them to stay informed about the best music, arts, films, and other events that Bozeman has to offer. Bozeman Arts Live, art for this moment. All right, tonight for the Local Musician Spotlight, we're going to be joined by a Billings musician. Wes Urbaniak is going to be here. He's just getting set up, and so I thought we would kick things off by listening to a song off of maybe his first album, the first one that I am acquainted with anyway. It's called I Don't Want to Come Down, and we'll listen to All the King's Horses to get going here.
Check, check. My name is Wes Urbaniak. I am these songs. Upon the wall he sat stone-faced. He used to care, but that's been replaced with his emptiness that hurts us all. He began to sing and dance upon the wall, yeah. All the king's horses, all the king's men couldn't put this poor soul together again. Did he jump or fall? Was it suicide or fate? Was he in control or was it a choice he didn't make? Hey, hey. Hey, old man, come down, hey, hey. Maybe the glory was on his side. It was love he chose, but she couldn't decide. When she finally did, the choice she chose wasn't an open heart, but one that was closed. With that emptiness, it hurts us so. He began to sing and dance upon the wall, yeah. With that emptiness, it hurts us so. He began to sing and dance upon the wall, yeah. All the king's horses, all the king's men couldn't put this poor soul together again. Did he jump or fall? Was it suicide or fate? Was he in control or was it a choice he didn't make? Hey, 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 oh man, calm down. Tried to save this poor man. Every piece they picked up just crumbled in their hands. So hey, hello, hey, hello. One more is lost as love takes its toll. With that emptiness that hurts us all, he began to sing and dance upon the wall. All the king's horses, all the king's men couldn't put this poor soul together again. Did he jump or fall? Suicide or fate? Was he in control or was it a choice he didn't make? Hey, 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 oh, no, hey, hey. All the king's horses. horses, all the king's men, couldn't put this parcel together again. Did he jump or fall, or was it suicide or fail? Was he in control, or was it a choice he didn't make? All the king's horses, all the king's men, couldn't put this parcel together again. Did he jump or fall, was it suicide or fail? Was he in control, or was it a choice he didn't make?
All right, I think we'll listen to one more song off of that album. This is called One Way Ticket. Again, the album's I Don't Want to Come Down.
For two. I've got a one-way ticket to anywhere. I've got a one-way ticket for two. One for me and one for you. Well, I've got a one-way ticket to anywhere. I've got a one-way ticket for two. I've got a one-way ticket to anywhere. I've got a one-way ticket for two. One for me and one for you. Myself today with these words running through my head. You can come back here, but there's really nothing left. So I search through my things, y'all. Take only what I need. People come and take the rest. People come and take the rest now. Hey love, hey love, hey love, hey love, hey love. Well, I've got a one-way ticket to anywhere. I've got a one-way ticket for two. I've got a one-way ticket to anywhere. I've got a one-way ticket for two. One for me and one for you. Well, I've got a one-way ticket to anywhere. I've got a one-way ticket for two. I've got a one-way ticket to anywhere. I've got a one-way ticket for two. One for me and one for you. Try to talk me down, but you love, you're there talking me up. We've been here too long, way past our due. We've been here too long, way past our due. Now, hey love, 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 hey love. For two. I've got a one-way ticket to anywhere. I've got a one-way ticket for two. One for me, one for you. I've got a one-way ticket to anywhere. I've got a one-way ticket for two. I've got a one-way ticket to anywhere. I've got a one-way ticket for two. One for me and one for you.
All right, that was Wes Urbaniak with a couple cuts off of his album, I Don't Want to Come Down. That was One Way Ticket. Before that, All of the King's Horses. And Wes, the purveyor of this fine music, is right here in the studio at KGBM with me.
Hi. Hey, yes, Wes. Hello, hello, hello. Yeah. Thanks for having me in here.
Yeah. I'm glad that it worked out to come down. I just saw you at the filling station for a songwriter's circle.
Yes.
About a week ago tonight.
Just over a week ago. And Jacob, my friend Jacob Roundtree, put that on. And there's some great performers here in this town, writers and players.
Yeah, it's the density of artistic talent here is surprising, I think, really.
Mm.
Maybe it's like that everywhere, but I'm just not aware of it. But it certainly seems there's a lot of very creative and talented people roaming around here. So
yeah, picking that up.
And you, so you're kind of splitting your time. You live over in Billings or near Billings now?
I actually live in a yurt in Livingston.
Oh.
And have a shop there now. I do spend some time in Billings still, and then spend some time in Big Sky as well. So yeah, split.
Kind of moving around a little.
Yeah.
Keeping the moss from growing on the tires of your vehicle, huh?
Trying to convince the state to give me a paycheck for road check or something. I don't know.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Offering a valuable service.
Yeah. Yeah, it's brutal. Lots of miles this year.
I think I first encountered you probably at the Slam Festival, and maybe in 2019, you and the Mountain Folk played there. And I think I really enjoyed your set. And then I saw your ukulele player and guessed who he was. And then, so I went to AJ Schiebel plays ukulele in the Mountain Folk.
Yep.
I went to grade school in the tiny town of DePuyer, Montana with AJ's mom.
Yeah, that's
and went
hilarious.
To high school with his dad. So it was, I was really impressed at that time with the instruments and your guitar and I think the bass.
Uh-huh.
And maybe at that time, AJ's ukulele, I think.
Yep.
You'd made all of those instruments?
Yeah, the whole band. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it felt good. It felt good for a while like that. And it's nice for, you know, when you first build instruments, especially something like an upright bass, you wait for it to maybe break. So you're half worried about remembering the lyrics and half worried about what's happening with the instruments on stage.
That's probably, as the creator of the instrument, I suppose there's that extra level of feeling of responsibility or just existential dread, maybe.
Yes, yeah. When we encounter new sound people too all across the country, and they're like, "Well, I think maybe that doesn't sound a certain way." I like usually we're on it. We're like, "No, it does, and we're going to help you." Here we go. We know what's going on and what we want.
We know how it's supposed to sound, even if you might not.
Yeah. So, it's pretty fun though. It's a good place to hang the musical hat, I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
And you guys, you've been doing some solo gigs around here lately. Have the Mountain Folk have they been playing much?
They, it took a real easy year, especially with COVID and then just not knowing, just kind of taking a break from where I was, what I was doing, and really wanted to engage. I've been playing music for a long time. And touring for a long time, and really wanted to make sure that I wanted to keep doing that. And I do, and I'm just getting back at it and playing some solo stuff. I started out touring solo, and it's a fun experience. And then we're working on a new album finally, and gonna bring the band back on the road here, you know, within the next year. So,
nice.
Yeah.
So they're working on the new album with you?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep. Yes, lots more. It feels more folk than we've hit on the last couple of years. More harmonies. It's just thoughtful. And
yeah.
I really, really digging on it big time.
Do you think that was part of that related to the pandemic, do you think? Or was it just kind of a natural progression of things?
I'd say it probably definitely is, but I've since an album called Stonewalled Heart, have written thematically. So I've written In that dynamic, that was, I think, 9 albums that are all based on a theme called A Boat Upon the Sea of Everything Else. And then the last album continued that story, and it was called The Long Walk, and it's about finally taking this boat off of the sea and putting it on land and beginning this other kind of journey. And this next album is called Rome, and it deals a little bit more. It's a little less fitting than the entire story, but it still kind of goes in with the story of
bridges on to the end of it.
Yeah.
Nice.
So.
Huh. Yeah, that's a. I guess I was kind of curious, like, in this last year and a half or 2 years of kind of isolation for a lot of people, a lot of the time and stuff. Yeah. It's like, I would have to guess that maybe when you're, you know, getting together with other people, you know, like more harmonies and stuff, more joining together, yeah. Probably might feel good.
Yeah. The harmonies feel really good. And coming together on some of that stuff and hearing other people's voices and really backing a message up with more voices is huge. It feels wonderful. And
yeah.
And it just like, I don't, it does something when people are in the message with you and then when they're, you know, singing it with you like that
yeah.
in a big way. And yeah, it's beautiful. Really, really is.
I think, I'm not sure. This might be completely off base, but it seems to me, at least, like with the folk music movement in the '60s and stuff, and you know, everybody, like you know, Pete Seeger would be up there like threatening you to sing with him, right? You better do it or else, and just that feeling that you know when the crowd is joining in too, and you get all of that kind of cascading energy and stuff that. I'm not sure that there's that maybe that connection that as many people have to that feeling now. I don't know, you know. It's right. you don't see that as much. I think and maybe that was just kind of that little slice in time when the folk music right. kind of really grew some legs. But you know, I always kind of that always feels pretty good when you get in a crowd and I mean even if they're singing along to. Like some Rolling Stones song or something, yeah. But when everybody's like in the groove together, I think there is this amplification thing that people kind of feed on.
Yeah, when we play in Billings, we have more people know our songs, and so we'll get larger groups of people that sing with us, and it's really stressful. Actually, it means like. I tend to like shift lyrics sometimes on the fly, or we'll play a part differently.
Yeah,
and you know, because songs are so amorphic, like they're growing with us all the time. And so when we go back and the audience is singing this album version, we're like, oh no.
Yeah, I guess right. I'm kind of constrained on where I can go from here.
Right? Yeah, yeah, it's pretty wild. And usually, what happens. In other places too, people will come up and they'll go like, oh, I see you change the lyrics in a couple of songs. Really like them though. I like what you did with that. And I was like, oh, great. Actually, good. I messed up, but I'm not gonna tell you.
That's right. Yeah. It's all part of the grand design.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I think there's an amazing variety of people's. Like the way that they participate and kind of consume the music and stuff. But I love going out and seeing live music where it is. It's like, I don't know. I'm not sure how this song's going to turn out. You know, it might be, yes. It might be a different tempo. It might even be a different feel completely. Like maybe it'll be kind of more reggae this time or something.
Yeah.
I love that, you know, hearing different possibilities for the same, like the same core, uh-huh. the same idea. Right.
Right.
But seeing it manifest itself in different ways is like, I mean, I think that's part of the, that's the real juice out of going to see live music. And that's why I like it a lot better than the album. I mean, I love to listen to albums too,
right.
but,
right.
you know, it's like not knowing for sure, you know, I think that there's something
for one thing, I think we should pay a little more attention to it.
Yes. Yeah, definitely if you're in the game of listening and, yeah, and, you know, in it for the experience, then, yeah, I think you're always going to get something a little bit more from the live,
yeah,
live show. Yeah. So that's great.
Well, yeah, I wonder if you maybe want to play a couple songs here. And,
yeah. So there was an album called The Adelphos, and this song is called Here I Go, and it ended The Adelphos and right before the long walk started. Here I go, all this madness is behind me. Into death is where I lean, it's where you'll find me. I'm only a memory to you, grown in love and hate, you knew me well. But I'm only a memory to you. You're the dirt, it calls for my body. Heaven calls for my soul, and my children call for my property. Nothing here was ever mine to own. Nothing here was ever mine to own. In this time I've been watching, I've grown old. The skin upon my bones, it wears loose. All I have is still not much to give. Whatever it might be, though, I'll give it all to you. I will give it all to you. I will give it all to you. All these words you're confusing up the meanings. Love is fierce, it can be kind, but it is fierce. Hate is cruel, but it's a necessary evil. To not know both is to deny each the other. When you know them, you'll see that they are brothers. I can see it in your mind, your disagreement. I can see it, you don't think that I can see it well enough. I can see it, how you try to rise above it. No, I don't see it like you do. No, you don't see it like I do. In this time I've been watching, I've grown old. The skin upon my bones, it wears loose. All I have, still not much to give. Whatever it might be, though, I'll give it all to you. In this time I've been watching, I've grown old. Skin upon my bones, it wears loose. All I have is still not much to give. Whatever it might be, though, I'll give it all to you. I will give it all to you. I will give it all to you. Yeah, the dirt, it calls for my body. Heaven calls for my soul. And my children call for my property. Nothing here was ever mine to own. 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 In this time I've been watching up on all. Skin upon my bones, it wears loose. All I have is still not much to give. Whatever it might be, though, I'll give it all to you. In this time I've been watching up on all. Skin upon my bones, it wears loose. All I have is still not much to give. Whatever it might be, though, I'll give it all to you. I will give it all to you. I will give it all to you.
Yeah, that's a nice song.
Beauty. Thank you very much.
Yeah. You said that's the last song in the Adelphos?
Yeah, last song on the Adelphos, and that leads into what would be the Long Walk album then at that point.
Yeah. Yeah, I've listened to that a little bit. I need to get into it a little more. But I like it. It's a nice, got a nice feel to it.
Yeah. The Adelphos or the Long Walk?
The Long Walk.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really like the Adelphos, the Hippo and Crete.
Hippo plus Crete and then the Adelphos. It was a two-part album.
Yeah.
Yeah, just such a long one. And man, a lot, so many songs.
Yeah.
In there, yeah. And it was good. It's quite a progression through that. And I feel like the next album is sort of Hippo plus Crete and the Adelphos smashed down into like the single 10 track.
Yeah.
A little bit softer and I think more beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, there was some of the songs on the Hippo plus Crete and the Adelphos, a little edgy.
Yes.
I think.
Yeah. A little bit. It's a good way to describe it.
Yeah. I love it, but it had a little bit of a little grit.
Yes. So. Yeah. That's fun. That's a good way to, a little bit of grit. Yeah. It's okay to have a little bit of dirt in your eggs.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. You know, remind you that you're chewing something.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. It's fun. I like that. Yeah. We don't spend too much time on it with the band. A couple of those songs we touch on, but we do some stuff from the Adelphos and we do a lot of stuff from the Down album that you started the night off with.
Yeah.
We stick in there pretty heavy and then tons of new stuff.
Yeah.
So it's pretty fun. Journey, but
cool. What if you want to do another?
Yeah. So this is from The Long Walk. This is called The Long Walk or Talking to the Stars. Stand and I am grateful for all these burdens I have known. They taught my bones how to stand here. They teach my mind about my soul. Through all these storms that I have weathered and plied upon the land I might roam, I am free like you, dear. I am free like you. I am a soldier for life. I am a soldier for the living. I'm trying hard to do here what's right. And I'm grateful for the life that I've been given. I'm careful not to think my mind more divine. Righteousness is never good for thought. Humanity
imaginary details that had me bound up there inside began to fray, and some began to rot. I am free, but I am bound to the long walk. Carry all these pockets full of ashes, a mind full of seeds that I might sow. I shall turn out a garden, I shall eat out my soul. And I shall know the reaper's fate, I shall know it as my own. I will shore up my foundations, my character I will build of stone. But I am a soldier for life, I am a soldier for the living, trying hard to do here what's right, and I'm grateful for the life that I've been given. Careful not to think my mind more divine, righteousness is never good for thought. Imaginary details that had me bound up there inside began to fray, and some began to rot. I am free, I am bound to the long walk. I've been talking to the stars, I've been talking to the moon, I've been deepening my soul, I've been building up my home, I've been rising from the fall, I've been climbing on, and I set my teeth upon all the madness of it all, it all, it all. I've been talking to the stars, I've been talking to the moon, I've been deepening my soul, I've been building up my home, I've been rising from the fall, I've been climbing on, and I set my teeth upon all the madness of it all, it all, it all. I am a soldier for life, I am a soldier for the living, trying hard to do here what's right. I'm grateful for the life that I've been given. Careful not to think my mind more divine. Righteousness is never good for thought. The imaginary details that had me bound up there inside began to fray, and some began to rot. I am free, but I am bound to the long walk. I am free, but I am bound to the long walk.
Man, I like that one.
Yeah, well, thank you very
much. I like that soldier, I'm a soldier of the living. I wish the army of soldiers of the living was bigger.
Yeah.
You know, just more people that were out there trying to look out for everybody.
Yeah,
we'd be in a better place.
Life is a tough go sometimes, man. And sometimes we think people are failing when they're trying their best to live. And
yeah,
man, we just don't know what it looks like, because it might not look like ours.
Yeah, that's it's probably always been that way, but it seems to me to be coming out in just the starkest possible terms right now.
Just
being confronted with this idea that people, and you know, I it's easy to fall into that. It's like, well, I I do it all the time. I make this assumption that everybody thinks the way I do, experiences mm-hmm. things the way I do, has similar circumstances, at least to some extent. And it's easy to like get into that pocket and just stay there and just ignore so many things.
Right.
Man, it can cause you to be really dense and stupid sometimes, I think, you know. Yeah. And just like you said, there are a lot of people out there, and people make assumptions about what's going on with them based on where they're at that moment. And it's like, man, you're kidding yourself if you think that you couldn't be in exactly that situation with just a couple of random occurrences.
Right.
You know, it's like the difference between where you're at and where that person's at is really tiny.
Yes, remarkably so. And yeah, learning the grace of space is like a profoundly difficult task for us. And man, if we could just drop in on that sometimes a little bit more, that'd be
all
right.
Yeah, a little more empathy would go a long ways, I think. I don't know. Maybe part of it is like still this dinosaur brain thing. It's probably a survival advantage if you're self-centered up to a point, you know, hopefully when survival gets a little easier because, you know, you've advanced as a species, or at least you think you have, you know, you should be able to leave that behind, but maybe there's a little too much of the drag from the dinosaur brain to easily shed that. I don't know.
Yeah. It's this entitlement thing too it's a hard one to recognize it sometimes and to know when it's happening and to know when we're there. And I don't want to use all my life's aha moments on just recovering from a bad decision, you know,
but, right.
I'd like to use some of them for like the really good aha stuff.
So, but, some little more profound understandings of the universe than that.
Yeah. But yeah, not just, oh man, what was I doing?
Why did I do that?
Stuff. Yeah. Dang, you know. And, all right. Well, get out the apology book and here we go again.
Yeah.
Man, I've been good with that on the journey. Like teach them young how to apologize and feel bad. And here we go. I'm good at that. You know, like I do enough reflection that sometimes I even have to jump on the phone and I'm like, hey, man, so, you know,
oops, I really didn't mean to do that.
Oh, bugger. Yeah. Yeah, that's a rough go there.
Okay. Yeah. But, you know, at least you spend enough time reflecting that you get there instead of just blithely riding right on past and never looking in the rearview mirror to say, hey, maybe I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, and I feel like I've been pretty fortunate. Most people give me a decent amount of space. I definitely don't think in my normal operating ways like normal operating people. And I require a little bit more patience and a little bit more room. And I do things, you know, in a really strange way and have my whole life. And it's on one side, it's really frustrating for people. But then on the other side of that, man, I've been a part of some really, really beautiful creative processes and outcomes that wouldn't have come any other way. And really, really a blessed man in those. And have been really blessed by people who love me and like try to figure out how to love me and give me space to break things and mess things up as I tend to do.
And adjust things.
Yeah.
You know, it probably comes back to something a little bit like we were talking about with music. It's like some people want it the same all the time, and other people they're okay with just seeing where things go, and and they understand that, you know, sometimes you got to let things develop, and they're going to go in ways you didn't anticipate, but you just got to kind of ride it out and see where it's going to go. And in the end, yeah, you might get some great things out of it. So.
Uh-huh. Yes, I've played with some players who want to play with a metronome. on stage in our ears.
And
oh man, it like makes me crazy. And when I want to like loosen up and get a little bit jammy, we roadblock sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Then there are some times where, man, I can sure get picking fast. And I'm like, maybe I do need a metronome.
or at least a governor on my guitar.
If I were to listen to one, though, I'd be like, what? Are they playing with me? Are they playing this thing half speed? What's happening? What's going on here? Oh, yeah. It'll be a tough one to handle. Oh, it's like, okay, I'm bored, and now everybody else is going to be bored, too. Look, we're playing half speed.
We got to get going here.
Yeah, pretty wild.
I want to remind people, if you're just tuning in, this is the Local Musician Spotlight here on KGVM Bozeman, and Wes Urbaniak here in the KGVM studios with me tonight. I do want to send a big shout-out to Pat Loken and Loken Productions. A lot of nights, he was busy tonight, or else we would probably be at his studios out in Belgrade, and he would be live-streaming this on YouTube as well, but he's busier than a one-arm paper hanger lately. So it's like, well, but he's got a lot of great videos from the Spotlight and a lot of other things he's done. If you go to that YouTube channel, check him out. There's, man, a lot of great local talent is hanging out there. So I strongly recommend cruising by there and maybe hitting the subscribe button. You'll get notified when he puts up new stuff, and there's always something good happening. So, yeah, thanks, Wes, for coming in tonight. It's always great to listen to. I was kind of curious. Your playing style is fairly distinctive. Maybe not quite as distinctive as your guitars, but pretty distinctive, I think. Yes. What were there any particular influences that kind of steered things in that direction, or?
I think the style is actually from other instruments, not from players. So there are things that I like. I really like some moves that banjo players use. So that really jives with me a lot. And I play a lot of banjo. And so when I pick up a guitar, like I tend to like move in and out of that approach. And I really approach the guitar. I have nothing against strummers. I just can't listen to it. And I think sometimes I don't know if I don't like the way a guitar body compresses the sound or not. I feel like something gets lost. And so when I approach the guitar, I really want to break it down into its bass side and its in mids and in treble and highs, and then really try to develop space in there for licks sometimes and things that are happening. And I think it's just in the approach of bringing these other instruments too, playing like an upright bass or playing the mandolin or ukulele or like whatever I might be playing that day. And they all just feel a little different and they're all played a little different, and they don't adapt directly, but they influence what's possible on guitar.
Yeah.
So, and it makes the chords fun.
Yeah.
Makes them feel good.
When you're writing music, do you write on the guitar or other instruments more often?
I will actually write quite a few songs on banjo. I rarely play it live. But banjo and beatboxing is one of my favorite things to do. Just when I'm noodling around. But yeah, when I write. I never write a song without an instrument in my hand, and I never write a progression. Like the progression and the melody go together, and then I'll fumble around with words until I just happen to say something that I like. And then once I'll write that down, and then if there's a more complete idea behind that, then I'll go after it pretty aggressively.
Yeah.
You know, I'll actually like shut everything down and go into a song pretty with pretty high intention and get after it and write a lot of songs that way.
Yeah, but kind of the melody and the progression first,
they
kind of anchor the thing.
Yeah, they kind of unfold together. Usually it happens so so on top of each other that it like feels like it comes together. There's something inspiring about this melody and this progression that it's sitting on top of, and then all of a sudden these words just dump out of it like all at one time, and it's usually feels very serendipitous.
Yeah,
for me, but it's just, it's one of the best feelings in the whole world. It's probably why I keep writing songs.
Yeah, that little kind of dopamine hit when, when it all just clicks.
Yes. Oh, it's so good. It's so addicting. Yeah. Sometimes a long time goes by without that happening, and you're like, oh, all right, well, tonight I'm just playing the same old songs again. But yeah, when that hits, there's not a lot of things like it.
Yeah. When you're, do you try to make time to write on a regular basis, or do you just kind of play and then when things happen, they happen?
I make time to practice nearly daily. There are very few days I don't practice. I tend to like really hold back too. And when we play, I sit on practice stuff a lot. And so I'll practice. I'm not sure what the whole time is, because I take breaks just for practice, just for 10-minute practices or 15-minute practices. I'll take breaks from building. If I'm driving on the road, I almost always keep a ukulele in the seat next to me and practice on that. Or I have some guitars that have smaller bodies so that I can jump over. If I'm going to stop and go to the bathroom, well, shoot, you better believe I got 5 minutes for a quick practice. And so I do, and then stuff will click, stuff will happen like that. And yeah, just intermittent. I don't normally practice like big blocks of time unless I'm prepping for a show and I like need to plug gear in and practice what I'm actually going to beatbox and actually going to sing and what parts I'm going to feed to the band for harmonies. But yeah, otherwise just I'm tinkerer, dabbler, practice kind of guy, in and out.
And the songwriting just sort of it develops at when it will during that process.
Yeah, and if it like starts unfolding, I mean, I'll shut stuff down. I'll turn, you know, I'll go out and shut things off in the shop, or really shift my schedule and dedicate a little bit of moments to or time to that too. See if it comes out, and sometimes it does, and sometimes it gets close, and then it leaves, and it's like, oh, man. It's such a momentary heartbreak.
Yeah,
I probably experience heartbreak maybe 8 or 15 times a week, just these micro heartbreaks of like having to let these songs go and
watching them recede in the distance as they retreat, beat a hasty retreat.
And yes, yeah.
When they do, do you kind of recapture it often or sometimes? Or
once in a while, I will. There are songs that I've finished over years. Something happens and they become really these beautiful moments, and I get part of a song, usually like all the way through the first verse and part of a chorus or something. And I know it's just not, I know it's not right. So I'll like record it on my phone and I'll tinker with it for a while, and it feels like sometimes the song might be too mature for where I'm at, and so but whatever the muse was present for that, and so it was just wanted to like hand it off to me for now so I could hold on to it, and then when life does the weird shake thing and it gives us more information, then sometimes that's where the rest of the song unfolds. And And those are, going back to aha moments, those are like, oh, yeah, aha.
Now I see where this fits. Okay.
This song needed to happen this way in this time. And yeah, it just feels really beautiful and authentic that way and not super forced. So
yeah, I think that probably comes through in the music too. You know, to just understand that it was a organic development process and things kind of fit where they fit instead of being pounded into holes with a hammer.
yes. Yeah, well, it's fun how it all works and how it all unfolds.
Cool. I wonder if you want to maybe play another song or two.
Yeah. I'm going to play a song from the new album. That is, this song is called Rome, and it's what the album is titled. And the other part of the album has this feel, it's because it's a little bit more aggressive, and it has this feeling, and it's called Wander the Blurry. So they go together, but this song's called Rome.
Did you come from far away, and do you still have far to go? I think maybe you did, yeah, think maybe you do. Yes, I come from far away, and yes, I still have far to go. I think maybe I'd, think maybe I'd roam. I'd roam. There's a calling here inside me, speaking words that I've been hiding, and I think it's time. Yes, I know it's time. So yes, I come from far away, and yes, I still have far to go. I think maybe I'd roam. I'd roam. Ooh, here I am. I go, ooh, there is a power that I'm holding. I'd like for you to know you hold it too. Right from here I can go, yes, right from where I am. And when at last I arrive, it's because I began. Through and through and by, yes, I did the work, yeah. Opened up the heart, things learned to heal the hurt. So yes, I come from far away, and yes, I still have far to go. I think maybe I'd, think maybe I'd roam. I'd roam. Ooh, here I am. Ooh, from here I go. Ooh, there is a power that I'm holding. I'd like for you to know you hold it too. Power that I'm holding, I'd like for you to know you hold it too. So yes, I come from far away, and yes, I still have far to go. I think maybe I'd, I think maybe I'd roam. I'd roam.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that on an album.
Yes. It's really beautiful with the harms. Man, they do such a good job too.
Yeah,
it's our singers, and yeah, really love what they add and what they bring.
Cool. So, yeah. We've got probably four and a half minutes. If you want to do another one.
Yeah, how about I do a fun little short one. I won't play the whole thing. I'll just do part of it.
Two and capos. This is going to be...
I wrote a song with three, and that's why I have seven strings on most of my guitars now, and it's problematic.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you come from? Where are you going? How did you get right here? How many days now have you been hoping that you would get right here? Hey, hey, don't you look away. Hey, hey, don't you look away. With our life streams, with all we seek, here we are right now. We wander the blurry, but I'm in no hurry. Here we are right now. Hey, hey, don't you look away. Hey, hey, don't you look away. You are rain, I am shine. Together we are growing all the time. You are low, I, oh, high. Together we are growing all the time. I am rain, you are shine. Together we are growing all the time. I am low, you go high. Together we are growing all the time. Together we are growing all the time. Together we are growing all the time.
Huh. Is that a new one of the new ones?
Yeah. Yeah, I worked on it a bunch. I was in Costa Rica in the fall and worked on it there. Yeah, I sing it with my partner, trying to convince her to come up on the stage and sing it. But yeah, it's a pretty fun little song, and yeah, it'll be on the new album too in its entirety.
Yeah. So, do you have a plan for when you're going to start recording or where? Or?
Yep, we've been recording.
Oh, yeah?
I do a lot of that stuff on my own because I like need to just drop in on it.
Yeah.
So, and then we've started recording and then we're going to release just a hard copy to Billings, end of February. And then we'll start trickling out some other bits and pieces throughout the summer.
Nice. So,
yeah. Really looking forward to this album and some of these other songs are just, man, they're really beautiful to really, really big and bold and, growly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, people should keep an eye out. Catch you if you're playing out in the area. And do you have any dates scheduled?
Yes. I'll be in Billings this weekend. And I think the whole band will be in Red Lodge, actually February 11th. And then just piecing it back together.
Yeah. So, trying to put the wheels back on the road cart.
Oh boy, yeah. Let's have a go at it.
All right.
Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, thank you very much for coming in, and I want to thank everybody for listening. We do this local musician spotlight every Wednesday night from 7 to 8, and we'll be out in the Loken Production Studios next week. And Stillgone will be playing with us or playing for us. We'll be talking to them. Time flew tonight. I got waxing philosophical and all of a sudden the time was gone. I'm like, wow, I should have shut up and let you play some more songs, I guess. But
yeah, that was beauty.
It was a lot of fun. So yeah, hopefully you'll tune in and keep it tuned right here. We've got Forest Selection coming up next. And then I'll be back at 10 o'clock for Nocturnal Transmissions. I'm going to play some rock and roll music for you tonight. And I don't know, for some reason, there was some feeling like I needed to listen to some protesty kind of songs. So there'll be a little punk rock and such like stuff. So keep it tuned right here to KGVM Bozeman. And thanks for listening, everyone.